Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Well, we made it to Friday, and if you have school-age students, it probably feels like Friday shouldn't be here yet, with most of the schools in this area being closed down for the first part of the week. And so, but here we are, and ready to head into the weekend, and a great worship gathering on Sunday. If you're in the South Bend, Mishawaka, Greater Michiana area, and are looking for a church home, we're going to be looking at the first part of Matthew chapter 5 on Sunday with a gaze into the Beatitudes and a blessed life. But today, we're going to wrap up the broadcast part of our week in these morning devotions and prayer time in the call to come. And Jesus calls us to come follow him, to come take up our cross daily and follow him. And what does it look like from God's perspective when we come to Jesus? And today, the focus is on the message John preached in preparing the way for Jesus, the Messiah, the promised one to come. The message Jesus preached as he began to minister and to serve and to love. And that's the topic of coming to repentance. Probably foundational in this come to repentance is a need to admit we're wrong. Repent is to stop doing what we were doing and start doing the opposite. To stop walking down the path of destruction and turn around and start walking on the path that leads to life. It's a change of heart and mind, of allegiance. And God's desire is that all people would come to repentance. And I know sometimes we read that or we hear that and we immediately create in our mind a list of people that ought to do that. And we conveniently forget, or perhaps we think we've done that. We conveniently forget that we're one of those all people. And I don't know, maybe your life has been more successful in not sinning once your initial repentance and turning to Jesus. And this might not apply to you. I guess that's possible. Don't know that I've seen that, but it's possible, theoretically. Repentance is a quality that we don't use once and then throw out. When we give in to temptation, when we sin, when we think in ways that are not according to God's word, that response of repentance is still not only valuable, but necessary. The verse we want to look at this morning, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, which says, "The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Rather, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance." Again, as with most of these letters, whether the letters from Paul or Peter, James, they're primarily being written to Christians. I don't believe there's a lot of thought in their mind that an unbeliever is likely to hear these letters read in the assembly of the believers. Now we know God has expanded those, the distribution network, so to speak. But he writes about those who were questioning God's timing. God must be really slow. He promised he was coming back, and we've not seen him. In fact, there reaches a point where there are believers teaching, and I'm not sure how you can come to this conclusion and still consider yourself a believer, but believers teaching that Jesus had already come and they had missed him. As if somehow they weren't ready. Well, in fact, they perhaps weren't ready, which is, explains this verse, that he's not slow like you think about slowness. He's just patient because he wants everyone to have time to come to repentance. As he writes this to believers, it would kind of indicate that perhaps there's repentance that needs to take place there as well as the ones that they're probably thinking about need to repent. The realization that the way we live out God's word is important. It's valuable. When he includes lines that talk about being patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish. You know, we would probably be a little more comfortable, and it's probably the way we read it in our mind, if he said he is patient with the lost, not wanting anyone to perish. He is patient with those people you think are bad, not wanting anyone to perish. He is patient with the people who oppose you, the people who disagree with you, the people who look differently than you, the people who act differently than you, the people, and on the list goes. But instead he says the Lord is patient with you. I believe the first response of all scripture in our life is ought to be to learn with God, help of God's Spirit how to apply it to ourself. It's the old take the plank out of our eye before we can help someone else with the speck that blew into their eye. We want people to change, to repent, to be made right, and yet our means and tactics are anything but godly. Which means we need to repent and turn and be made right. See, as God's word is opened and we find ourselves described throughout its pages, we see ourselves in characters that the world admires. We see ourselves in characters that the world despises. And we know both of those and everything in between. The people around us may see us in one category or another, but if we're honest, we see ourselves in more places than we would want to admit. And rather than consider that the Lord is patient, wanting the billions of lost people to repent, which he does, there are times you need to personally look at this verse and understand that's not the only patience that God has. He's also patient with you. He's patient with me, giving me the time to repent from the things that I've hidden. I'm not really hidden them from him. He knows them. That's why he's patient. I've hidden from myself. That I've not dealt with. That I've kept a firm grasp on. That I've not really repented of. I've just set them aside until until I go back to them. I've saved them for mementos to remind me of how bad things were, but the allure of them still sits there. And what a wonderful promise. The Lord is patient with you. And it's not just the patience in regard to your repentance. I believe it's also a patience with you, a patience with me, because we're supposed to be, well, sharing the same message that John did, sharing the same message that Jesus did. Now is the time of repentance. Now is the day of salvation. God wants no one to perish. But how can they not perish unless they hear the message of repentance and respond to it? And so we come to repentance. And when we daily, or however often we find it necessary from God's perspective, come to repentance, we share that news. We proclaim that opportunity. We lift up God's desire. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself. It gives us the things that we need in order to be made right with you through the blood of Jesus. And foundational in that is the work that he did, but it's also our response. A response of repentance. And God, I'm thankful for your patience towards me so that I would not perish. Your patience which allows me the time to not only understand my need for repentance, but to do it. But also a patience in prodding me along to the work that you created in advance for me to do, the work of sharing the good news, the message of repentance to all people. Father, sometimes the most difficult thing in our mind is to admit that we were wrong, to admit it to you, to admit it to someone else, to seek repentance and restoration and forgiveness and mercy and love and restitution and all of the things involved in doing life differently. So God, today, as we live life, may we understand that your timetable is not evaluated by our sense of time. But your love for people, your love for me, is so great that you're willing to wait. And we know that that time of waiting will one day come to an end. And we must be ready. To be those who have been bought by the blood of Jesus, who have turned from all sin and wickedness, and have proclaimed the coming of the King. And so God, today, help us to be involved in doing just that. In lifting up Jesus in all things that we say and all things that we do. That as we lift Him up, many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.